For this Monday, April 27th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Rebin reporting. A Rockville woman has been sentenced to prison after pleading guilty to multiple drug-related charges in Posey County. 42-year-old Tasha Nicole Miniard appeared last Wednesday afternoon in Posey County Circuit Court, where she was given a 5-year sentence. Miniard had pleaded guilty to possession of methamphetamine, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of paraphernalia. Prosecutors also pursued a habitual offender enhancement, citing Miniard's prior felony convictions. As part of her plea agreement, she admitted to possessing methamphetamine, synthetic marijuana, and a smoking device in Posey County back on February 2nd. According to the Posey County Prosecutor's Office, Miniard's criminal history includes prior convictions for possession of methamphetamine in 2023 and 2024, failure to return to lawful detention in 2024, and battery by bodily waste in 2013. Court records show the charges stem from a traffic stop for speeding. On February 2nd, authorities say the occupants appeared nervous. Miniard, who was seated in the back, consented to a search of her purse, where deputies found a metal smoking device. A further search of the vehicle reportedly uncovered small amounts of suspected methamphetamine and synthetic marijuana. Miniard was taken into custody without incident. She will now be transported to the Indiana Department of Correction, where she is eligible to participate in a recovery program while incarcerated. Drivers in the tri-state should plan for overnight delays on Interstate 64 early this week. The Illinois Department of Transportation says all eastbound lanes over the Wabash River will close this evening for a routine bridge inspection and minor maintenance. The closure begins at 7 o'clock tonight near Grayville and the Illinois-Indiana state line and is expected to last through the overnight hours into early tomorrow morning. Westbound traffic will not be affected. A marked detour will be in place to guide drivers around the closure. If weather becomes an issue, the work will be pushed back to Tuesday night. Officials are urging motorists to plan ahead, allow extra travel time, and use caution in the work zone, slowing down, following posted signs, and staying off mobile devices while driving. The Indiana High School Athletic Association is considering a major change to high school basketball. According to meeting minutes from the IHSAA Executive Committee, a proposal has been introduced that would add a 35-second shot clock to varsity basketball games, beginning with the 2028-2029 season. The proposal was presented by the Indiana Basketball Coaches Association. So far, officials say the rule has only been discussed with no decision made. An IHSAA spokesperson says the organization's board of directors is expected to take up the proposal at its next meeting on May 4th. If approved, Indiana would join a growing number of states adopting shot clocks at the high school level. A report from the National Federation of State High School Associations shows 32 states already use a shot clock, with several, including Alabama, Kentucky, Pennsylvania, Florida, and Oklahoma, approving rules just within the past year. Over the weekend in local high school sports, Mount Vernon softball lost on Friday at Southridge 6-5. The Wildcats are 9-2 on the year and have a home game tonight versus Carmite 5 o'clock. North Posey softball picked up a victory on Friday at home over Central 8-2. The Vikings get back to 500 with an 8-8 record and look for a third straight win at Heritage Hills this evening at 5 o'clock. Mount Vernon baseball did not play this past weekend, but they have a home game tonight versus North City, Illinois at 5:30. Wildcats baseball is 4-6 overall. North Posey baseball also had a quiet weekend as they did not have a game. Vikings baseball travels to Evansville Christian this evening at 5 o'clock. North Posey baseball is 8-5 on the season. From local college sports, USI baseball got swept at Morehead State over the weekend. The Screaming Eagles lost on Friday 4-3, Saturday 6-5, and Sunday 17-13. They are 23-21 on the year and 6-12 in the Ohio Valley Conference. USI is in 9th place in the OVC standings and a game back of 8th place. The top 8 teams make the OVC tournament. They have 3 series remaining. Evansville baseball is able to avoid the sweep with a win yesterday at Indiana State. The Purple Aces lost on Friday 4-3 in 10 innings. Saturday 8-5 and then won yesterday 4-3. UE is 16-25 overall and 9-6 in the Missouri Valley Conference. They are in 4th place in the MVC standings with 3 series remaining. In Major League Baseball on Sunday, the St. Louis Cardinals lost their fourth straight game as they got swept by the Seattle Mariners at home 3-2. The Cardinals are 14-13 in the season and begin a four-game series at the Pittsburgh Pirates tonight at 5:40. The Chicago Cubs got shut out by the Dodgers in Los Angeles 6-0. The Cubs lost 2 of 3 in the series and are 17-11 on the year. They continue their West Coast swing this evening as they start a three-game set at the San Diego Padres at 8:40. In Cincinnati, the Reds got tripped up by the Detroit Tigers in the finale 8-3. Cincinnati still won 2 of 3 over the weekend and are 18-10 overall. They enjoyed today off before welcoming the Colorado Rockies tomorrow for a three-game series. The Chicago White Sox lost a pitcher's duel yesterday at home to the Washington Nationals 2-1 in 10 innings. The White Sox lost back-to-back games after winning the opener on Friday. They are 11-17 and are at home tonight for the first of three with the Los Angeles Angels at 6:40. That's news and sports for this Monday, April 27th. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the News Anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. I'm Jeff Redman reporting for Posey County Radio News. Enjoy your Monday.